Hello there and welcome to the Manifest Podcast. If this is your very first time either hearing my voice or discovering my work, welcome. Welcome to my little corner of the world. This is where I talk about the law of attraction, spirituality, mysticism, and pretty much everything else in between that makes us human. And if you aren't new around here, welcome back. You guys know that I love and adore this community, the people that gather together to learn more about how they can understand themselves in relation to God, the universe, to spirituality, and also everything in between, because we're human beings. And the reason I love showing up so much behind the microphone each and every week is because these are intuitive transmissions. I hardly ever know what I'm going to be talking about until like the mood strikes, if you will, for me to show up and share what is going on either in my life, in my heart, and in my soul. And so today's episode is a little bit different from those that I've recorded in the past. And I will explain why. So the title of this episode is Lost Yourself? Do this. So I'm hoping that if you felt curious as to why to, you know, why is the reason right now to listen to this episode, that it will meet you where you are at. That no matter what you are going through in your life right now, if you feel like you have lost yourself, even if it's just a little part of yourself, that you can step into a zone of reclamation, if you will, to declare to the universe that there are specific things that you will no longer tolerate in your life anymore. And that you will meet your own needs where your expectations have been let down. So all of this comes back to one simple principle that I teach in manifestation, which I've been teaching now for like the last 15 years. And that's to create your own life consciously, with conscious awareness and intention. And it all goes back to asking yourself what you truly want to experience during this lifetime. But before I dive in, it's really important to me that you know what qualifies me to speak on this topic, right? I am never, ever going to be one of those people that doesn't walk the talk, that feels like I have earned the right to show up here and to actually communicate with you on this level, because there are two conversations going on right now. There's the conversation when you are listening to this podcast, whether you were driving somewhere, whether you have me in your ears or headphones or whatever it is. That's like the conscious level of the conversation. And then there's the subconscious and even spiritual level of the energy behind the words that is the sacred transmission. You will hear this and it will land in your heart if you are meant to hear it. That the reason why we consciously acknowledge that we are losing ourselves is to accept the invitation from God to find ourselves again. Now, there might be some of you out there going, Sarah, this is really cryptic and very esoteric, but it is meant to land in the right way. And what I mean by this is today I'm going to be walking you through how to create your own life consciously so that you don't feel like you are powerless over your life situation. Now, I listen intently and have done for the past 15 years to the people that tend to gravitate towards my work, that circle in the various communities and masterminds and programs that I host online. And there are patterns and themes, believe it or not. And of course there are, because that's the nature of personal development and spirituality, that we always get to this point of knowing that we need something, knowing that we need some kind of supplementary support, complementary support as well, that helps to cultivate our levels of self-awareness. So you may have gone through the loss of a loved one, or the loss of a dream, or the recalibration of an identity, or you may be traveling through the path of a divorce, or maybe you're an empty nester and your children are off at college or doing their own thing or whatever they're doing, and you have to surrender and let go and accept the current situation. And when those identities collapse and you no longer have to be, let's just say for the sake of generalization here, and I'm aware of that, that you are a mother or you're a wife that has lost, you know, the dream of a relationship, that you can actually really truly understand what it takes to find that way back to yourself. back to center. And once again, losing yourself is the invitation to find yourself once again. And when you find yourself, it's not necessarily the person that you were in the beginning either, right? It's a different version of you. There are so many different versions of you. You are not the same little tiny baby that was birthed into the world. When you entered into the world, you are not that same person. You're not the same little child that learned how to take their first steps. You're not the same like 6 or 7 year old that lost their first tooth. You're not the same teenager that made some like really interesting had some very interesting errors in judgment, which we all go through, by the way. You're not the same person that held the same dreams, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I know we have a full spectrum of different ages and ranges that listen to this show. But you can accurately say that you're not the same person because you've had to reinvent yourself. And this is the key piece here. When you've lost yourself, the invitation to find yourself isn't the old versions of you. I mean, you would never buy a new computer and install a software that was running 10 years previously, right? You wouldn't, you know, like I use Apple products. I wouldn't like choose to use an operating system with a current model of a computer. I mean, for one thing, they're not usually compatible and a lot of things break if it's not up to date, right? And so this is the opportunity that we have to go, okay, well, what old programs am I running in my new computer? What old paradigms am I running in my new levels of awareness? What am I calling in? And this is the attraction point when it comes to manifestation. If I have lost myself, I reclaim the new version of who I am and what I know that I'm capable of achieving and attracting into my reality. So creating your life consciously, creating your own life consciously, it not only involves intentional decision-making and self-awareness, as I've mentioned, but it also allows you to shape your life in alignment with your values, your desires, and your goals. So here are some steps to help you consciously create your life and follow that invitation back to this new self that you were calling in. But first, before we dive into that, I am just going to give you a few quick messages from today's podcast sponsors. Water carries energy. And it's in direct relation to the quality of the water. This not only impacts your health, but it also helps you to stay hydrated. In fact, 60% of our bodies are made up of water. So if you're anything like me, you probably don't trust your tap water. I will not even drink tap water in a restaurant. I will not drink ice or eat ice because having safe, clean water is the last thing that you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in its tap water. And I want my kids to grow up healthy and strong. I want this for my loved ones. So that's why you've got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFASs in your water supply. These things, these plastics, these heavy metals, all of these things, you know, these are found in 45% of US tap water. And I'm so grateful that AquaTrue is certified to remove these contaminants. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents per bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste. It's even portable, making it perfect for people like me that are renting their home right now, or even if you're in college. In addition to drinking water, you can use it for your coffee, tea, and all of your cooking needs, from boiling pots, you know, for pasta or boiled eggs or veggies. And you can also do this with stocks and soups. And if you have pets, give them the good water, right? So I love really paying attention to giving my body, my environment, high quality water. And it makes tea and coffee, not that I drink coffee anymore, but I love a good cup of tea. It makes it so much better. So AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and it even makes a great gift. So today, my listeners will receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTru.com, and enter the code MANIFEST at the checkout. That's 20% off at AquaTrue Water Purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the promo code MANIFEST, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T. Here's an interesting fact that you may want to consider, that Americans take about 20,000 breaths a day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code MANIFEST and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers only, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code MANIFEST. Okay, so now that those ads are over with, we can get back to the regular scheduled program here and I can continue to help support you to consciously creating your own life. So as I mentioned, it is all about intentional decision-making and self-awareness. So let's just unpack this just a little bit further, because I think that in order to lose yourself, there has to be almost like a permission that's given to hand part of yourself over, which can make you feel powerless, as if you are the victim of your circumstances, right? So I'm a big believer that what happens in our life is happening for us, not to us. We are not passive bystanders that are not energetically contributing to the conscious creation of our reality. So we have almost like this spiritual alchemy that we have the potential to truly guide throughout our experience. So the first point that I want to make here is to define your values and your goals. And so by starting to identify what matters most to you. So these could be core values like honesty, freedom, integrity, and love, or specific goals related to like your career or the things that you really love to do, how you show up in relationships or personal growth. So for me, and I'll dive into a little bit of personal stuff right now. I don't mind. I don't mind if you don't mind. Definition of your values truly comes when you push the boundaries of what you're comfortable with, right? People that have obstructed or overstepped the boundaries that you have in your own life. Now, I have a lot of experience about this. And although I can't go into specific details, even though I said that, you know, I would dive in personally, the definition of my values was really sculpted by a lot of painful pathways that I contributed to, ways in which I behaved, ways in which I compromised my own level of integrity. And that was really how I began to mature. And I think that for any person, man or woman, the way that you mature into your energy, either masculine or feminine, is the definition of your values, getting very clear about what you want and then, you know, living in accordance with those rules. So for instance, and I wrote about this in Be the Love, so I feel comfortable talking about this at this point in time because there's been like nearly like 15 years, more than 15 years now of space that's happened between the time in which my first marriage collapsed and now, right? So the way that that catalyst unfolded was that I mean, you guys know this, I've spoken about this at great length, ad nauseum, if you will, that I was in a very abusive relationship for 10 years. It was a very, very toxic dynamic where I felt like I literally had a plastic bag over my head most of the time. Not really, like that never happened, but I felt like it. I was suffocated. And most of that was because I wasn't brave enough to examine what I was tolerating. I was not brave enough to do that. And so by me not being brave enough to examine what I tolerated, I let somebody else define my values and what I was worth. What I was worth. I mean, imagine handing over your power to allow somebody else to define your worth because your own self-esteem has been chipped away at. You know, I went through physical abuse. I went through mental, financial, you know, all of the kind of restrictive elements that make somebody feel like they cannot grow. This is what happened to me, where I, in that process of restriction, I got very, very clear about what I wanted in my life. Very clear, my core values. I wanted to, this is very sad, but I wanted to be in a relationship with a man that wouldn't hurt me. The bar was set pretty low, right? I mean, that's like, I want to be in a relationship with a man that will never hit me, ever. Wouldn't cross that boundary. And I manifested Sean, my husband. And, you know, that boundary has never been crossed and never will, right? So that gave me the boundary, the value of no one can physically harm me. Nobody is allowed to do that. I mean, I know that's like an extreme example, but sometimes from our pain of what we're not willing to tolerate comes the goal, comes the value, comes the direct energetic counterpart for the growth. Because out of our resistance comes the persistence. What you resist persists. But that happens energetically. So if you're going through a very tough time of struggle and you're not feeling seen, you're not feeling heard, you're not feeling validated, what you are calling in is liberation. You are calling in the ability to be perceived in a certain way. You want something or someone or some situation to make you feel heard and held and honored. So every time we have, and I'm not saying that you should have and focus and fixate on your negative thoughts, but when you are aware from a conscious perspective of the ways in which you're not being supported in the way that you need to be, the universe is sending you those things. So the second step here is to create a vision and you imagine your ideal life, what it looks like to reconnect with yourself, with the truest parts of who you are. Who are you with? What are you doing? How are you visualizing your goals? How can you help to make them more tangible and achievable? And when I say goals, it's not like I rarely like set goals. Like, you know, I want to lose this amount of weight by this date, or I want to make this amount of money by this date. I'm not that person because I am pretty surrendered. And my focus on time is a little different to most people's perceptions of time. I look at things more as energetics than milestones. Because if you focus on the energetics, then it takes you to a deeper level of understanding and depth than looking at the constructs, the man-made constructs of time, of society's rules, of how you should or shouldn't behave. And of course, there's like rules of decency that drive the values. But they have to work in accordance with creating the vision, because this is where belief systems come in. Because if you hold the belief that you're not worthy enough to attract what you really want, guess what happens? You will not attract what you want. You simply cannot. I was having a conversation earlier, several conversations with people, is that you can take a big pile of dog poo, but there is no way you could ever turn it into a cake, even if you put sprinkles on it and serve it as a delicious dessert. It is still a dog turd, right? I don't know why I go back to that analogy way too much and I feel like I missed the mark. So if that like doesn't make you giggle or laugh or go, Sarah Prout, what are you saying? See the intention here. I'm drawing the parallel that you cannot make something beautiful that is just destined to be a turd. I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to keep that in there. I'm just going to roll with it. So hopefully a more accurate analogy will come through, but we'll see. So create the vision of what you want. Set the boundaries. Define the values and goals. Don't let yourself be compromised. You are yourself, unique in every way. There is no you out there that is just like you, the same person, the same belief systems, the same likes, wants, desires. You are uniquely you. And so you got to do something with that. You need to make a plan. You need to break these intentions. I'll call them intentions rather than goals. That feels better. You need to break them down into actionable steps of inspired action. So you need to decide what these inspired action steps are that move you towards your vision. So for instance, and I use this one a lot because it just seems like such a no-brainer. If you are wanting to attract love, you have to put yourself out there because it's only for a very rare few that the universe kind of just conspires to go, okay, I'm going to put you guys in this situation and you're going to figure it out. It happens through conscious intention. Sometimes it doesn't, but more than likely it does. So if you are single, go on a dating app. Go and walk your dog in a different park than you usually do. You need to interrupt the pattern. That is part of making the plan. If you want to manifest something specific and you've been doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results, that is literally the definition of insanity. You need to make a plan of inspired action that includes energetic pattern interrupts, meaning that you are giving different data points out to the universe for the universe to respond to. You are keeping the frequency high. You are keeping the frequency at a level where it's held as a signal. And the universe will respond to that signal and that frequency. Remember, the energy always precedes the matter. Always, in all ways. So planning helps to bridge the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. And that planning is energy planning. Plan this energetically. What are you offering to the field of infinite potential? If you're offering, I don't know who I am anymore. I'm lost. I used to be like this. Okay, I'll dive into some personal stuff. I have struggled with my body image for most of my life. I think it's fair to say that many of you know this about me. If you've read any of my material, if you've read Be the Love, if you've read Dear Universe, you know that my body image, who I think I am, and what's actually going on in my head have been two different things. When I was anorexic and bulimic, this probably should come with a little trigger warning here, so I'll leave you to press pause, skip forward if you need to, but I'm going to try my best here to communicate what went on. So I had something called body dysmorphia. And this went back, track back to when I was like 9 or 10 years old, and I refused to eat. It was like a silent protest. I was not nourishing myself because of my lack of self-worth. This was a pattern that I carried with me into my 20s, where I would make dinner for my husband at, I don't know, like midday. I would eat dinner at midday. I don't really want to go into all the details, but let's just say that I was bulimic and I still held the belief that I was overweight. My body image, you know, I was a size small, all that kind of stuff. And your body changes over time. Our vessel changes. It morphs. It responds to the energy. And yet we try and make it wrong when our body deviates like a couple of pounds up or down. We make it wrong. The society is so fixated on weight, body image, until you step out of that circle. I don't even know how much I weigh now. I don't know. If my clothes don't fit me, or they're too big or they're too small, guess what? You can just buy new clothes. Some of us can, some of us can't. But I mean, it just depends. Like, don't place your value on the size of the clothes that you wear. And different manufacturers have different sizing systems as well. So it's like this huge illusion, this hall of mirrors, that your value is not determined by the size of the label, right? So for me, I handed my power over because I didn't feel good enough. I had lost myself. I had a distorted perspective of who I thought I was. Always, in all ways. I thought that there was something wrong with me. I thought that I was broken. I thought that I wasn't good enough. I've experienced this pattern throughout my entire life, where there's some parts of me that are like, I'm okay. And then as I did this work and this self-acceptance piece, I'm okay. I'm enough. And then you start to really love and honor yourself, because there are people that would switch places with you in an instant for the things that you cannot stand about yourself. That's how I got through many of the times in my life where I didn't feel like I was enough. But when I had, for instance, when I had my tummy tuck back in, when was it? 2019, the year that I turned 40, I had made total peace with my stomach. And it was because I was doing a lot of speaking at the time. And when I was standing on stage, I could feel like I wanted core strength in my abs. Like I could feel it. But because of gaining so much weight with my four pregnancies and then losing it, gaining it, losing it, gaining it. I mean, four pregnancies. I've been pregnant 10 times. So like that's maybe 11 times. It's a record in and of itself, like how much my body had fluctuated with hormones and all that kind of stuff. But after I had Thomas when I was 21, I had this abdominal split and I tried everything, but I had so much loose skin from losing weight and all that kind of thing that I knew that I needed to do this for myself. So I made peace with my stomach and then I went ahead with the tummy tuck. And then when I went ahead with the tummy tuck, even years later, it doesn't really matter to me. I would have been fine had I not had it either. But it's getting to that point of acceptance and non-judgment. And knowing that if you have lost yourself and you're trying to find yourself through external validation, through constant and never-ending improvement. I mean, there are people out there that are addicted to like changing their hair all the time or, you know, like doing everything that they can not to just sit with who they are and being okay, being enough, knowing that you are enough just as you are. So this takes me to the next point, which is developing mindfulness and awareness. Through practices like meditation or journaling or simply spending time in reflection. And this can really increase your awareness of your thoughts and your feelings. And you can also make more conscious choices and not beat yourself up for the mistakes that you've made. Again, coming back to if you've lost yourself, remember that you are enough. And that sometimes the journey, actually all the time, not sometimes, the journey back to finding yourself is realizing the places that you allowed your power to be handed over. So for me, I handed my power over to external validation for how I thought my body should look, even as a child, which is super toxic. Eating disorder recovery is something that is a long and slow process, but it is possible, always. I'm proud to say that I do not have an eating disorder anymore, and I don't have a distorted sense of self either, but it has taken work and looking at life through different lenses to find that way back to myself that I actually really enjoy and can appreciate now all of my imperfections, all of the ways in which, you know, I'm not your stereotypical woman. I've got scars and stretch marks and like moles. I've had skin cancer and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's not about the meat suit. It's not about the meat suit. It's about what's going on in the meat suit. And that I love. The awareness that my soul radiates a beautiful form. Your soul radiates a beautiful form. And that's the key piece to remember if you have felt like you've lost yourself and that you feel like you're disconnected with yourself physically, that you're more in your mental thoughts than you are grounded in your body. I went to the beach today. It's a beautiful day here in the Hamptons and I walk like 5 minutes from my house is a beach. It's beautiful. The water was so clear. There were like these tiny little ripples on the water's edge and I took off my shoes and I stood in that water for the first time this season. Beautiful clarity and stillness and presence. And it was bringing mindfulness and awareness to the present moment, me being in my body and grounded, feeling my feet on the sand, feeling like the spiky edges of the little stones and shells underneath my feet, feeling really in love with life. Because life is beautiful and life isn't a dress rehearsal. So if you've lost yourself, see it as an invitation to find yourself again. And then you want to take action, as I said, start implementing your intentions. Small, tiny, consistent actions can lead to big changes. If you feel like you've got what Zig Ziglar calls stinking thinking, you just choose a different thought. Let's say you're critical of yourself. Oh, I'm so XYZ. You know, that you're really critical because you don't think that you look a certain way or you don't think that you're enough at this specific point in time in your life. Like for me, for instance, I've never owned a house. I'm 44 years old. I've made millions of dollars and I do not and have never owned a house. So I kind of beat myself up about that sometimes and I go, oh, I should be so much further ahead. You know, I've never really put down roots and made a home base. But you know what? It's not my time yet. It's never been my time. Not yet. So I can reshape and show compassion to those thoughts of stinking thinking, easing up, going, well, what is meant for me will manifest, right? Because life is dynamic. So you have to be flexible and adapt your mindset. And that's where evaluation and adjustment really take place, to regularly check in with yourself, to assess not so much your progress, but to assess your present moment awareness. If you're happy, that's all you need. If you're grounded, that's all you need. If you're rested, watered, nourished, that's all you need. And most of all, loved. There is no gift that you can give your loved ones more than actually loving and appreciating yourself for who you are. So surround yourself with support. Build that network with people who encourage you and inspire you and hold you to a standard of integrity. This is so critical. Surround yourself with positive influences that can help maintain your motivation and your commitment to presence, to universal connection, to God. And then you practice resilience, because when you make changes within yourself, I don't know whether you've ever noticed this, but shit can start to hit the fan. People don't like the change. If you're changing, people are like, ooh, why is she changing? This doesn't make me feel comfortable. Maybe I have to change. And the change and the growth can be uncomfortable. Because remember, challenges and setbacks are inevitable. But you need to develop resilience. Resilience, that's a hard word to say. Developing resilience through not only positive thinking, but stress management and emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is a wildly underestimated spiritual tool. If you can hold your shit together in tough situations, and it's not that you can't show signs of weakness, and it's not that you can't cry in moments that it's applicable, but you need to be able to emotionally regulate yourself. Not just think, well, I'm entitled to be, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Messy. Have you ever had too much to drink and you just cry? Have you ever had too much to drink and cried on a stranger's shoulder? Like, that can happen. But that's where emotional regulation comes into play, that you need to really choose consciously how you show up and determine whether or not it's a safe space to do that. Because if it's not, then it gets messy. It can get complicated. It can get embarrassing. There are so many different emotions that can crop up if you are not able to regulate your emotions. I mean, I remember, God, countless times over the years where I've heard parents losing it at their kids in a supermarket or a restaurant or something like that. And I just feel so bad. But I've done that too before. Like, no, I said you can't have that. Put it back. You know, like, that's just normal. We're human beings. We're going to mess up. But when you're parenting, that is the time where emotional regulation is tested to its limits. Like, I've had times where I remember when, like, all four of my kids, when I've had to change a nappy, or for my American friends out there, a diaper, in like on the, like, the floor of a disgusting restroom in a gas station or something like that, or in the back seat of the car, and it's like a poop explosion. It goes everywhere, and I'm having to practice emotional regulation like you wouldn't believe. And I think that is definitely where the phrase "I can't deal with this shit" comes from, but at the same time, you can flip that, and you can see the inconvenience as something to be honored. Because believe it or not, I actually miss those times where I'd have to deal with that shit. I miss the times when my babies were small. And so what you're in the thick of right now that might seem impossible, whether it's like navigating dynamics with a messy divorce, or you've lost your job and you're not sure how you're going to provide for yourself, or you're dealing with a very difficult and confronting medical diagnosis, just remember that it's a journey. And we do not have to anchor our awareness into anything as permanent energetically. You don't, because it's always changing. And as long as you are committed to growth and expansion and remembering the power of emotional regulation in the moment, and then flipping it to the honoring of the situation, because there are so many people that experience through different lenses. So somebody might have a really difficult diagnosis medically, and they might think that that's the worst thing in the world. Another person might see it as an opportunity to change, to grow, to truly live their life with purpose with the time that they have left. It's how you see it and what you do with it. And you're not always going to get it right. And in the process of not always getting it right, you lose yourself, because you've allowed those things that you haven't gotten right to stack up. And I don't know, right now I'm having like a visual of my grandmother's house, and she had like all of these old issues of National Geographic stacked up on chairs all over her house, like 100 copies of National Geographic just stacked. And that's what it feels like, stacking up the emotional baggage, stacking up the history, the archives, the Akashic records of pain, of disappointment, of expectations that weren't met. And you're surrounded in that wall to wall, like that TV show Hoarders. My grandmother wasn't like that. I'm just using the National Geographic thing as an analogy that didn't have to do with putting rainbow sprinkles on a dog turd. Yay, I think I got it. And so with that awareness that you need to clear the path internally, you need to clear the path, you need to identify the clutter, you need to declutter the energy, and you need to offer new energy for a new reality to appear. So I really hope that that made sense today, because by following these steps, you can actively participate in shaping your own life and making choices that reflect who you are and, most importantly, who you want to become, because life is not a dress rehearsal. You are worthy enough to create and attract and experience the most exquisite, intoxicating divine love possible for yourself, for your union, for the conscious expansion of the planet. You are allowed to have the most vibrant body filled with energy and health and vitality. You're allowed to have the most awe-inspiring mission to create, whether that is art or music or literature or poetry. Allow yourself to immerse your beingness into what the universe is calling you to manifest. And once you do that, you'll find that you're not lost, and you've never been lost. You've been walking every step of the path with intention, and there is not a step, a single step, that is out of place, that is all divinely orchestrated in perfect divine timing. So with that, keep walking your divine path, my loves. Keep walking it. Keep holding yourself to that standard of high frequency, of your intentional offerings to raise your vibration. And I am wishing you so much love, so much joy, so much abundance. And I can't wait to connect with you again very soon. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Prout, and that is it for today. Lots of love, and bye for now.